There was a time when the dairy market was about a few basic commodity products, but the industry has had to move with the times and find new ways of creating added value. Joining me here at the Food Ingredients Europe show at Frankfurt to help pinpoint its latest responses is Chris Brockman, Regional Manager Food and Drink for Mintel's Europe, Middle East and Africa region. Chris, what are some of the major global dairy trends?
Well, the aging of the population is certainly one of the main macro trends affecting the global marketplace for dairy products. So we're seeing a lot of attention being paid to addressing some of the nutritional needs of older consumers, reducing packaging size, format size, also making packaging easier to open and get into, which for older consumers is a key priority. A lot of emphasis on weight management, so dairy products which can address weight management issues. This is where the high protein trend in particular started to really play out, using protein as a way of keeping consumers fuller for longer. So high protein Greek yogurts, for example, which has been well developed in the US market for some time, starting to make an impact in the European marketplace as well. And on the back of that, we're seeing high protein coming to other dairy products as well, such as some cheeses and cream cheese in particular.
How will changes to European law affect product development?
The EFSA regulations in the European marketplace in particular has completely changed the marketplace the last couple of years. Probiotics, prebiotics obviously were being used for digestive health and immunity benefits, but they've pretty much disappeared. Their usage is still there, but they're not making the same claims. So instead, we're seeing alternative ingredients being used and brands innovating around the EFSA decisions, using fiber, for example, for digestive health, using calcium and vitamins for immunity. A lot of innovation on that platform to meet the requirements of the legislation.
How is the dairy sector looking to target consumers with specific meal occasions?
We're seeing a lot of activity in breaking up meal occasions into different components. So a lot of emphasis on the breakfast occasion, for example. Many dairy drinks are coming into the marketplace, positioning it around, often with a high protein content, positioning around breakfast occasion to keep consumers going in the morning, but also offering a quick solution. So a lot of dairy drinks are coming into the marketplace on that platform. Also snacking, so dairy products which are suitable for snacking occasions, so smaller format, bite-sized. Chobani, the Greek yogurt brand, for example, in the US has come out with a bite-sized yogurt pot. And increasingly, consumers are eating many of those snack items as a meal replacement. So consumer research in Germany, for example, shows that a quarter of German consumers eat yogurt as a meal replacement. So certainly some of those products are starting to replace standard meals, and snacking is definitely an occasion where there's more segmentation opportunities available.
Chris, thanks very much. This is Rod Addy for Food Manufacture at Food Ingredients Europe in Frankfurt.